A couple weeks ago, I reported on the Big Ten Media Days, the annual event where every coach tells you what a great offseason his team had in the weight room, in the classroom, and yes, in the community. About the only news that seemed to come out of those 2 days of interviews was Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh's short, simple answers to exceedingly silly or annoying questions. But we did not realize the big story had just been planted under our noses. The first night of the conference, Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer fired one of his assistant coaches, Zach Smith. 5 years earlier, I saw Meyer handle another crisis that broke right before the Big Ten Media Days with great aplomb. Four of his players were facing separate legal issues, and Meyer simply released them from the team. When he took the podium, he explained what happened and what they were doing about it, and answered a few questions. And just like that, it was over. He followed the advice Michigan Athletic Director Don Canham told me 20 years ago. Never turn a one-day story into a two-day story. Not so last month. When a reporter asked Meyer about Zach Smith, the assistant coach he had just fired, and if Meyer knew about Smith's 2015 domestic violence incident, Meyer forgot Canham's advice. Instead of simply saying, "Those are private legal issues we're sorting through," Meyer said he was never told anything about it, never had a conversation about it, and the people in his office knew nothing. No how and no way. But it quickly came to light that what Meyer had said simply wasn't true. He was also challenging the credibility of the story's author, Brett McMurphy, who happened to have the time, the ability, and the motivation to dig deeper. McMurphy soon got Smith's wife on the record, contradicting many of Meyer's claims. Ohio State felt it had no choice but to put Meyer on paid administrative leave while an internal committee investigated the situation. We don't know yet what they're going to find or report or what Ohio State will do about it. But we have learned Zach Smith was such an ineffective coach that Meyer barely let him coach at all. Smith would roam the sidelines during practice singing rap songs for $340,000 a year while two coaches did his job. So why keep Smith? Because he's the grandson of former Ohio State coach Earl Bruce, who was Meyer's lifelong mentor. Another reason could be a threat from Smith, who told his wife that if he was punished, "I'll take everyone at Ohio State down with me." When Meyer recognized that he'd screwed up and his job was in jeopardy, he released a carefully worded statement that said, in part, "My words must be clear and completely accurate. Unfortunately, I failed." That was smart. So now we're waiting for the committee to conclude its report, but I wouldn't hold your breath. When most pundits were predicting that Meyer could never survive this, I said Ohio State will never fire Urban Meyer because he's simply too good a coach with 6 division titles, 2 Big Ten titles, and 3 national titles at Ohio State and Florida. Instead, I predict they'll give Meyer a formal rebuke and suspend him for a few games. But not only will Meyer be coaching in November against Michigan, I bet he'll be coaching in September against Penn State, the second biggest game on the Buckeyes' schedule. Of course, the investigators could find more than we expect, or Meyer's bosses could simply change their minds. But I doubt it. In hindsight, Harbaugh's short answers might not have been the biggest story of Big Ten Media Days.